This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
For those of you just tuning in, we've talked once again about the Philando Castile case, where Officer Yanez in Minneapolis had shot a man to death, or Minnesota. I think it was in Minneapolis, Minnesota, shot a man to death, Philando Castile, on the side of the road after pulling him over ostensibly for a burnout brake light, but the officer admitted privately, he didn't tell Mr. Castile this, but he admitted privately that he pulled him over because he believed that he matched the description of a robbery suspect. Which, again, is a likely story because they love to just pull people over with that excuse in their minds when it's really just a fishing expedition. It was a young black gentleman riding with his girlfriend, and they figured maybe there would be a marijuana scent coming out of the car or something else. They'd see a joint in the ashtray or a beer bottle on the floor. Just plain old
I want to know what
work.
They mean when they say suspected robbery suspect, right? Do you mean that it was a young black man? I mean, Do we need to check every young black man?
A wide nose, he said.
Right, he mentioned a wide nose. And, I mean, he didn't even go so far as mentioning the color of the car.
Mm-hmm.
Right? All you have to say is a black man with a wide nose. That's kind of part of the definition of black man. And I find that to be the flimsiest of reasons.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
But it's an excuse. It's an excuse that they use really, pretty common.
Right now in this county, you can believe that there is somebody suspected of a crime that has been described as a middle-aged white guy with brown hair and with graying sides.
But have you ever been pulled over with and been told that?
Not once.
Yeah.
And that's why this stuff just seems flimsy to me.
Sure.
You're Absolutely. Sure you're going to have crimes. They're going to have been committed by somebody. And, yes, some of those somebodies are going to have been black. In all likelihood, that puts it's a larger percentage of crimes, usually reported crimes, of people that are black. But that does not affect this gentleman here. Philando Castile was a law-abiding citizen shot down by an officer who clearly was unqualified to be on the job.
So, Johnson, you had shared some more about that, the cop, that case, Mr. Yanez. But Yanez, even though he's got other incidents in his past that have related, as we found out in the last hour, and if you missed that hour, you can always go and grab Free Talk Live over at freetalklive.com. The archives will be up later on tonight. The sheriff, on the other hand, has the opportunity to touch a whole lot more lives in a whole lot more damaging manner altogether. I mean, one cop can certainly hurt peaceful people, but they can only do as much as one man can. The sheriff, on the other hand, can set the policy. The sheriff can make decisions as to who should be targeted, to target more of a certain type of person than another. The sheriff can implement policies that are even more damaging because most of his officers will blindly obey it, as we were discussing earlier. A lot of departments in the United States have rules saying that you pretty much have to be a nincompoop in order to be hired at the department. You can't be too smart in some departments. I believe New Haven, Connecticut was notorious for this particular departmental policy where if you had over 100 IQ or something like that, you weren't allowed to actually work there. So, Johnson, you've got an update on Joe Arpaio, the so-called toughest sheriff in America.
Right.
Who was in charge of the Phoenix, Arizona sheriff's...
24 years.
Yeah, Maricopa County, I guess.
24 years, Joe Arpaio was a tough-talking sheriff in Arizona, famous for cracking down on illegal immigration.
And drug dealers, and prostitutes, and putting them all in a terrible camp. That was like an outdoor jail that, he would put the prisoners out there in, like, pink pajamas or something like that and then feed them just gruel.
Yeah, just bologna sandwiches.
Yeah, rotting bologna.
I guess what he's famous for in conservative circles is about a decade ago, Arpaio, who's been dubbed America's toughest sheriff.
I think he dubbed himself that.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, he started instructing his deputies to make traffic stops and detain any unauthorized immigrants they encountered. Then they'd turn the immigrants over to federal agents for deportation. He was voted out of his Maricopa County office in November.
Really?
But now faces his own legal troubles. A criminal trial begins Monday in which he is accused of ignoring a federal judge's order to curtail his crackdown. Many in the Latino community are happy to see the tables turned on him.
I'm surprised he lost the election. I mean,
can you imagine if he actually gets convicted of something and ends up in one of his own prison?
Well, they'll segregate him.
There was a story.
They would have to.
A couple few years ago, where a sheriff ended up in the jail that was named after him.
Was that the one that was like slinging methamphetamine?
I believe it was.
Yeah,
and, like
Colorado
and boy prostitutes and the whole deal.
Yeah.
Well, many of them in the Latino community are happy to see the tables turned on him. These immigration raids tore our neighborhood apart, says Lydia Guzman, an activist who helped sue Arpaio over these tactics. I see different families with kids. I see, people enjoying themselves, she said at a crowded Mexican restaurant not far away from where many of Arpaio's operations took place. This is what it should have been all along, not people living in fear and trying to hide.
Mm-hmm.
In 2011... a federal judge told Arpaio that he could not detain immigrants just because they lacked legal status, since that job is primarily for federal agents. Yet, for about 18 months, Arpaio's deputies violated the order. They kept arresting unauthorized immigrants and dropping them off with Border Patrol. When the judge found out years later, he found Arpaio in civil contempt of court. Then, last fall, under President Obama, the Justice Department decided to criminally prosecute Arpaio for disobeying the judge.
Wow.
The charge against Arpaio is criminal contempt of court, a misdemeanor.
I wonder who he crossed, Like, he was in it to win it for
that
a long
like
time.
Seems like something that, would just be left unmentioned for pretty much any other sheriff.
Yeah, I mean, this guy was the winner of so many elections. I mean, he was so popular for so long, despite the horrifying statements about his jail facilities and other, crazy. Remember the story where he actually had his sheriffs raid the city's offices? Like, he was even going up against,
That's the sort of thing, right?
The people within the bureaucracy. I mean, this guy could get away with anything for the longest time. And, he's pounding his chest about how tough a sheriff he is and, proving it by spending as low of a dollar amount as he could possibly spend to feed people in the jail, bragging about the low quality of the food and the low cost, bragging at spending 11 cents or something like that on a lunch for the prisoners.
I think it's also fair to mention that one is considered in this country to be innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
The vast majority of people in his jail would have been pre-trial, therefore should be considered innocent. People like that should not be treated as lowest of the low. Now, I'm speaking as somebody who has been convicted of a crime. I understand why people are all like, law and order, justice. We can have that conversation about how treating bad people badly, putting them in a place full of bad people and treating them badly turns out pretty badly.
Well, I don't know if he was putting the pretrial people in Tent City. That may have been just for the convicts, so I don't want to jump to that conclusion. But regardless, there were some pretty horrible things that happened to the people that were in Tent City, and even if you're in Tent City, even if you were convicted of something, doesn't mean you were convicted of something violent, and nor does it mean that you should be dying from thirst, which is something that happened, if I'm recalling, was it a pregnant woman at one point that couldn't get access to water? There's been so many stories about this guy over the years, and just the attitude that he has is something that really turned a lot of conservatives on, because he's tough on crime. The American
comeback conservatives.
But any evidence that being tough on crime is successful, I'd love to hear about.
Yeah, it doesn't work, does it?
Well, there's pluses and minuses to it from what I've seen, but
there's still crime in the Philippines.
There are lots of countries with a lot lower crime that treat their convicts completely differently than they do in the U.S.
But now the tables have turned on Arpaio. He's in court now on contempt of court charges. And so that's why I say, you know, who did this guy cross? What did he do to deserve the Justice Department that was presumably teamed up with him for so long to turn against him?
One of Arpaio's lawyers, Jack Walenchik, called the timing of the prosecution problematic.
Let's get into it here a little bit more about what's the latest on Joe Arpaio. We'll share that with you coming up, and you can share your thoughts toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Simbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi. Simbi.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
toll-free number is 855-450 free like freedom. You want to comment on America's toughest sheriff in his showdown with a judge, a federal judge, that is coming at him for contempt of court. Turns out old Joe Arpaio thought he was above the law, and for the most part he was for about 24 years. But the tables have turned, the tides have turned against him, and he's now facing criminal contempt of court charges, it sounds like, here. We'll share more with you. You can share your thoughts with us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And I do want to let you know about my pillow. It's a great pillow. I look forward to it.
Minnesota.
Oh, it's from Minnesota. You're right. You're right. Good point. But this is one of the good things that came out of Minnesota, and it is a great pillow. I look forward to laying down on it every night because it really works. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. And I've been using it now for over a year. Mark, you also have the MyPillow.
Love it.
And unlike a regular pillow, you can wash MyPillow. You can put it in the washer and the dryer. It's designed for that, and it works well. In fact, it's backed with a 10-year warranty. And if for some reason you don't like it, for whatever reason that might be, you can send it back to the company within the first 60 days, and they'll send you your purchase price back. You get 50% off MyPillow by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live, over at MyPillow.com. So we're going to go to your calls and thoughts, and then, Johnson, you got some more from, where was it? Was it the Phoenix? Who's reporting on
this? On Arpaio is actually NPR.
Oh, NPR. Okay. So we're going to get into that coming up here. But first, John's in Michigan, listening online. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Wait, give me a minute.
Certainly.
Well, we don't necessarily have a whole minute, but if you, you know, can come back sooner rather than later. I don't know what that's going to be, but I'm just going to go ahead and drop that call because it's not a music show. You know, maybe you want to share your wonderful tastes in music with us, but, you know, sort of by the nature of talk radio, we don't really do music. Now, every now and then.
We also really don't do waiting around for a minute while you
figure out your
dumb prank.
And every now and then.
It's a radio show there. Guy, you know, even if you're going to call and prank, at least be prepared.
Johnson, you long for the days back when we used to have really good prankers.
Games, I like them.
But I'm sorry, something happened, and they just disappeared. They dried up. There are no good prankers anymore.
Oh, no, every now and then we'll get a decent one.
Where was Cobra Commander last time?
2012.
Cobra Commander, this 2012. Is 2012. Ian, it was five decades ago. Half a decade ago.
Well, I mean, there have been some okay ones between now and then. Jamie came back. Jamie from Kentucky.
Jamie so is not a pranker.
You think he's real?
He's just some redneck.
I don't know, man. I think he might.
Maybe the prankers have taken it to a next level, and all the. All the chronic callers are actually pranks, and we just don't get it. They're too meta for us.
I see.
You know, Sarah from Arizona.
Prankers have gone to Facebook to be able to troll people directly.
Or I should say Sarah and James from Arizona. And where's the island guy from? Who's
Ralph?
Ralph from
the Philippines.
New Jersey.
Originally from the Philippines,
but now he's in New Jersey
now.
Yeah, Jersey. Yeah, they're all just prank calls.
Well,
I mean, come on, El Animal or El Negro Animal, how can that not be a prank?
There has been for a long time theories that some of these people are prankers, and I don't know.
Crappy theories.
Anyway, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do, Mark, have an option for those that do want to play music on a talk radio show. You will sell them airtime on our podcast. So we've actually had a couple of...
An artist package for musical artists.
Where we feature their song after the show.
Yeah.
And that way it makes sense, right? Like, it's not music interrupting the middle of a talk show. It's coming after our show's over. And, oh, hey, you guys listening, you might like this song. Mm-hmm. Here you go. And then those who want to continue to listen can do that. And those who don't really care about that style of music can just punch out and be done with the show at that point. So if you really want our listeners to hear your favorite song, well... we'd be happy to sell you one of those ad packages. Just reach out to Mark at markatfreetalklive.com. Anyway, back to the story here from NPR on Joe Arpaio facing charges from a federal court.
As I mentioned earlier, one of Arpaio's lawyers, Jack Walenchik, called the timing of the prosecution problematic. It was filed only 2 weeks before his election, he said. Arpaio's supporters believe that the criminal case is really about politics, Democrats trying to hurt a Republican sheriff. Those supporters hope...
But wait, they haven't dropped the charge. It's now a Trump administration.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they say the supporters hope the Trump administration would drop the criminal case.
Mm.
But even though President Trump is friendly with Arpaio and the two see eye to eye on immigration, prosecutors are moving forward.
Trump's got his own problems.
Yeah, Walenchik says that the case is hypocritical. The federal government is prosecuting him for doing something that the federal government told him to do, he said. Border Patrol has been telling local law enforcement forever to call them if they encounter an illegal alien. Walenchik plans to argue the judge's order wasn't clear and that Arpaio did not intentionally violate it. This criminal case stems from a long-standing racial profiling lawsuit Latino drivers and passengers brought against Arpaio and his office. In 2013, the judge ruled that Arpaio's immigration enforcement tactics unfairly targeted Latinos. Arpaio also gained... Well, it's kind of hard when you're in Arizona to not... I would say. Anyway, Arpaio also gained national attention for Tent City, an outdoor jail that he opened in the 1990s as part of his tough-on-crime stance. Inmates lived outdoors in the Arizona heat and were issued striped jumpsuits and pink underwear. His successor announced earlier this year that it would be shut down. If Arpaio, now 85... is convicted, he faces a fine or up to 6 months in prison. Though this case is really about whether or not Arpaio purposefully disobeyed a federal judge's order, Lydia Guzman sees this trial as a chance to hold Arpaio accountable for the impact his immigration crackdown had on the Latino community. His legend will be that he destroyed our community and he got busted for it.
And only had to go to jail for up to six months.
Yeah.
Which is your typical maximum sentence for a contempt of court charge.
In some cases, but maybe during that 6 months, they can throw him in one of those hot boxes that he made people sit in.
make him the last one.
Imagine if he just dies in it, because that's probably what would happen, that somebody who's 85 thrown into one of those... you know, horror factories.
That's
that
terrible,
created.
Yeah.
Maybe he should be the last prisoner in the Tent City.
No, that's not the way this is done. It's terrible no matter who gets thrown in there.
Yeah,
but it would be a taste of his own medicine, though. I mean, there's some irony, isn't there?
Well, if people are scared about the notion of that happening to him, then they should be scared about the notion of that happening to anyone. You don't take people, bad people, put them in a bad place full of other bad people,
treat
them badly, feed them bad food, dress them in bad clothes, and expect them to get out and act good.
Even Joe Arpaio.
What kind of lunatic thinks this happened?
See, that's the thing. I don't expect Joe Arpaio to get out and act good no matter how he's
treated. Arpaio's 85 years old. He's a self-solving problem.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And kudos to his successor for making the sane, humane decision to shut down Tent City after 20 years or however long it's been around. More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE is our number. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything here on Free Talk Live.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been, and my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY, or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. So Skype on in here. Username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
To your phone calls and thoughts. Speaking of Skype, that's where we're going next with Michael on the line. Michael, where are you calling from tonight?
I'm up in Ohio.
Excellent. Welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you guys were talking about Arpaio and jail and prison and blah, blah, blah. And earlier this morning, much like yesterday, I got to listen to Morning Talk Radio and was listening to Public Radio International. I wish for the life of me I could remember the show name, but I can't. But the host, she was talking to a guy. He was a writer, a journalist or something, and would always try to talk, you know, try to learn about the correction system. And would always get shot down. But then he decided, let me see about getting a job. So he got a job as a local corrections officer. They asked him very little about his background. They, you know, they were like, hey, great, somebody with a pulse.
Yeah, it's hard to find people with that job.
Harder and harder, yeah.
The pay was really low. And apparently they failed to look at the fact that he actually served time in an Iranian prison. For, you know, being a dissident within that regime. So, listening to this, it was about a 20-minute long story, you know, to this person who obviously experienced a pretty rough prison term, then coming to the U.S., learning the only way you can actually learn anything about it is to work in it, because so few people want to put themselves into, you know, such dangerous work for, what, 20, 22, 24,000 a year, maybe, depending on where you are. So, When it was interesting though, because while he was explaining all this, you know, he wished prison upon nobody as far as it actually being a form of punishment or of corrections or of, you know, somebody feeling that they got justice and got closure for a crime that was committed. Apparently this is the idea of the U.S. prison system is a pretty tough concept to grasp, much like caning is a difficult concept for we Westerners to grasp. So just wanted to throw that info out there and let you all maybe chew on that for a while.
Yeah, I know that Daryl B. Perry, who's one of our other show hosts, was actually a corrections officer for a short period of time. And anybody that's been in there as either an officer or as an inmate, you can see the turnover. I mean, it's a pretty high level of turnover in that job.
I wouldn't say that I'm like on the side of the convicts, even if I, as an ex-convict, ended up as a correctional officer. You know, look, what can you do to make people's lives better other than not acting like a complete a-hole? I have a great deal of sympathy for people who work those positions because it's a really tough job. You're working with jerks all day long. The pay is low, and you know.
I wonder
it
how many times
them.
Though that concept that, or the, just that the way that you feel about that. I wonder how many times that's been used for a corrections officer to justify them helping one of their favorite inmates, you know, smuggle in some goodies.
Well, I'm sure that it's been done.
God has blessed those officers.
As a matter of fact, I can assure you that it has been done.
Like, they interviewed this guy that was a corrections officer. It's been done, yeah.
Yeah. Sure. I've been there.
They get caught from it all
when
the time.
It's been done.
Yeah. Hey, go ahead, Michael.
As far as Arpaio putting him through that, I think I don't remember which of you three was mentioning it, but the an eye for an eye leaves the world blind, you know. Well, let's serve justice, but the revenge may not be the best.
You're probably right about that. Hey, thank you, Michael, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
Justice is an incredibly difficult thing to get right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I can tell you that moment in my prison career when it went from sort of me just wanting to get out to me getting embittered by how long I was. Fortunately, I didn't spend much more time in prison after that. Some things changed in my case. The Florida Supreme Court ruled in my favor. I was released. You were in for nine years. Yeah, I was put 8.5 years. Okay. Put into a work release program and then released. But it was getting really difficult to keep a positive mental attitude there as my sentence kind of kept getting changed by the vagaries of, the system. As time went by, you continue to act right all the time. You don't get any disciplinary reports. And then they just lengthen your sentence because some other guy who had a similar charge did something wrong when he got out or whatever it might be. And those things were beginning to embitter me. And those are the difficulties that are sort of set before a judge. How in the world are they going to figure out what the right period of time to put a given person in that is sort of going to rehabilitate them? Or what is just? Defying just is 10 years just? Well, if 10 years is just, is 9 years just, but 11 years isn't? Like, it's just, it has to be arbitrary. And legislators have taken more and more power away from judges. Judges bear the onus of these things, but it's not the judges who do this stuff. It's the legislators on up the line that have taken the power away from judges. Many times, the prison staff has little to no power.
Yeah,
over,
no, they just got to keep you there.
But those are the ones that have day-to-day access to you and may or may not figure out. I remember my boss in prison, Sergeant Anderson, said he was just, for whatever reason, he decided to just give an assessment to the inmates that worked for him of who was going to come back and who wasn't.
And come back to work for him?
Come back to prison.
To prison, right.
To return to prison. And, I happened to come in on the tail end of this one, and my friend and I came in, and he correctly assessed that I would not return to prison, and that my friend who was working with me definitely would.
And did he?
He did. Yeah, he's in prison right now. He just, every time he gets out and something goes wrong, he decides crack smoking is going to be a good idea for him.
Oh, boy.
Then that happens, and he decides, well, time to break into some
businesses.
Time to
rob somebody. Need more crack.
Yeah, steal. He doesn't rob.
Steal.
But,
okay.
Yeah, and then off he goes. And for another 5, 6, 7 year stint, he was a habitual offender then.
Jeez.
So, you know, what do you do? What do you do?
Legalize crack.
Well, yeah, that would probably, he'd probably just smoke himself to death at that point.
Well, problem solved.
Yeah, indeed.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like
but
freedom.
The point I'm trying to make here is if Sergeant Anderson had had the ability to make decisions on what my sentence would have been like,
he might have been better than a judge.
He would have been better off than a judge, and certainly better off than the legislators in Tallahassee and whomever on these on how long I should have served, because he's like, he knows whether I'm going to come back or not. Isn't that the point?
Mm.
I mean, you know, the eye for the eye makes the whole world blind things very, very true.
Greg's in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg. Watching us on online or listening online. Go ahead.
Online, yeah. I guess I'll be the subject with my call, but this is all fascinating for me. I wanted to talk about bringing the ideas of liberty, same thing you guys talk about, to the internet and out on the internet. So what I mean by that is we have Facebook, we have Google, Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft. And these companies are kind of an oligopoly, where you kind of join these large quote unquote states, let's say this is Facebook, to chat, to leave comments. And they're certainly useful, and there are economies of scale. So Facebook has a lot of money, they can hire a lot of people, and they could be miles ahead of, let's say, WordPress or something like that.
Right.
So people prefer it for that reason. But they give up their liberty in the sense that they can't make their profile red. They can't install analytics. They can't do anything, really, unless Facebook
allows it.
Right. MySpace, back in the day, and I don't know how old you are, Greg, but back in the day with MySpace, you could design your page very thoroughly. Sparkles and themes and all kinds of stuff that could change the way it looked. Mine was Captain America-like, but anybody could do anything they wanted. Facebook doesn't allow that.
All right. There's more coming up here, Greg. Stand by. We'll bring you back here and let you get deeper into where you're going with this. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you really don't know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emerging technology still. It's still in beta and it's sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
DINOVITE.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We'll try to get you in here tonight. If you don't get in tonight, no big deal. We've got a live show that we do 7 nights a week, every night, 7 to 10 at night, Eastern Time. You can join us here, and you can take control of the airwaves. With you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And don't forget, we've also got all kinds of cool features on our website, so head on over to freetalklive.com. Where you can easily get interactive on the Free Talk Live forum. We just had a new person, longtime listener of the show, new person to the forum, or I guess returning to the forum, Blackie, who many of our listeners may remember from the Free Talk Live BBS. So it's cool to see some of the old faces showing up on the new Free Talk Live forum. It's free to interact with it. You just have to post an introduction post, which is the point of that is to keep out the spammers,
yeah,
basically.
Sure.
So you just have to post a brief introduction, and you'll be given access to post in the full forums over at forum.freetalklive.com. That's forum.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones and the fun, Greg is in New York. You had brought up these websites that you called an oligopoly. I mean, it's not really an accurate term because on the internet, anybody can compete. Anybody can create a website. Anybody can, you know, have a website take off. Facebook was not what it is today when it started, right? It was a small, smallish website that was based only for college students to kind of have an online yearbook, basically, was the original idea as I understood it. And it's turned into this behemoth. But obviously not the average person can't go and drop $1 billion on designing a website, but you can make a website. And there are some competitors out there that I think are doing a decent job of giving people alternatives to these platforms like Facebook. But go on with your point.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, sure, I mean, in theory, a person could sit in their bedroom and make something exactly like Facebook, given enough time, maybe. But this is like a microcosm of what you see with the state. When you have a lot of resources, a lot of people choose to go and just sacrifice their liberty to be able to just use Facebook, and that's where all their friends are. and they can see the photos, right? But of course, the downside is they don't own their own data. They don't have control. And that's the trade-off. So I think what we're going to see in the future, though, is that a lot of stuff is going to be moved to the internet. So now we have Bitcoin. It's already decentralized control of money.
Yep.
So, you know, if I want to send you money, no third party middleman can block me from doing that.
That's correct. That's a huge advancement in the field of money.
Exactly. And I feel the same thing will happen soon with social media. So you will be able to own your own identity, have your own data profiles without relying on Facebook, just like you're not relying on a bank when you basically send Bitcoin. So I think in the future, what's going to happen is very simple. Government, a lot of government functions will be run by a community through software. Everything from money to taxation to unconditional basic income and single-payer systems will be local. You're going to have a neighborhood run it, and the people are going to vote in a cryptographic manner for each of these policies locally. And I think that would be, you'll have a lot more choice.
Well, hold on. That's quite possible.
I'd like to see more choices.
There's, I'd like to direct you to Ethereum. It's a platform that would allow you to do such a thing. You could enter a community. It wouldn't necessarily have to be local. You could enter into a community worldwide.
Oh, he's gone. Did we lose him? Yeah,
you could enter into community worldwide that would allow you to certain types of governments. It allows, I mean, pretty much anything, but contracts, whatever the contract might be, it implements it. So what he says is 100% true. Here's the difficulty. The difficulty is when you give rich people the ability to leave, poor people can't tax themselves to prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
It's not possible to tax yourself to prosperity. Taxation is a redistribution of wealth, and it's a disincentive for wealth creation.
Right, and this basic income thing is a required. You pretty much have to have the ability to print money to have that, right? Or you have to have all these rich people to just tax to death.
Right, and so I think the fundamental flaw in this is that if you make communities, you know, self-governing, small communities, rich people will simply move together like they have on islands like Guernsey and the Cayman Islands and Channel Islands. And I don't know, I'm not coming up with...
St. Kitts?
Yeah, St. Kitts probably. Certainly Hong Kong has areas. Lots of different ways. They just move together so that they're in areas where they don't get taxed. So that they can keep more of their wealth.
Makes sense.
So that they can then distribute that wealth as they wish. And the vast, and what I see, the rich people that hit the news that I see are distributing their wealth. They're saying that their children, we'll leave our children, $1 million. $1 million is a lot of money for a person to have.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of their billions of dollars then go get distributed through more efficient ways of distributing wealth than the government could ever possibly imagine. What the government has turned into in many ways is simply a way for the poor people that can't qualify for these other things, I have a story here where millionaires are cheating their way into welfare, so maybe it's not even poor people, just people who are, frankly, want to take money from other people.
One of the stories I want to do over at Free Keen in the next few weeks when I get a chance, it's not a burningly urgent story or anything like that, is about some of the alternatives that we've found to some of these old or these prolific systems, these corporate-run social media systems. We've been experimenting with different alternatives, and here in the Keene area, and that's one of the things that I think that we do pretty well is we want to try other things. We don't want to just rely on Facebook. And one of them has been this chat app called Riot, R-I-O-T. It's currently in beta, so I think it's got some promise. It's got some user kind of, issues.
It doesn't have promise to replace social media. I mean,
no,
it's realistic.
No. It's a chat app.
Yeah.
So it does one of the things that Facebook does. Facebook does chat.
Yeah.
And this does a better job than Facebook at chat. And one of the things that it would supplant I think more perfectly would be the Slack chat system. So
sure.
A lot of businesses use Slack, which is this corporate-run, basically a glorified internet relay chat is what Slack is.
Yeah.
And Slack, they, you know, you have different rooms. You would have like your organization or your business signed up for the Slack thing. But Slack charges you like $5 a month per user. So
wow.
Yeah. It's expensive.
That's crazy.
To do this. And if you don't pay, they do have a free tier with Slack, so you can try it. But there's a 10,000, I think, either character or word limit, meaning that once the messages get older than 10,000 words, you can't go back that far. You can't search it. And one of the purported benefits of Slack is that you can search the old chats and things like that. Riot does everything that Slack does, except it does it decentralized, and it does it open source, meaning that you don't have to rely on some corporation's existence to have your chat app exist. So if Slack goes out of business tomorrow, well, say bye-bye to, all of your chats that you've ever had. Say bye-bye to, being able to use that particular service ever again unless somebody happens to buy it and continues operating it. But, it's not uncommon for these websites to run out of cash, run out of their investors' money, and then poof. They're gone. Well, now you got all your stuff on there.
If they're getting $5 a user, they're probably not going to run out anytime soon.
Probably not, but nonetheless, you don't want to put your data into corporate hands if you can avoid it. And Riot's one of those programs that allows you to avoid that. So it allows you to run your own server. You can connect to the main Riot server if you want, but you can run your own server and completely, and you're still connected to the rest of the network. So it's a decentralized, still networked together sort of chatting system. That's one of them that, again, it's a very secure system, more so than Telegram, for instance, which is another great group chat app that we've used to some success here in Keene. As far as replacing social media, there are actually, we were looking at one of them, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of it, but HumHub, maybe? Hum, H-U-M-H-U-B, I think.
I'm not familiar with it.
This is a open source Facebook competitor.
Okay.
So you could install this on your server, and you can have people come onto your server and create pages and create groups and do the things that you expect to be able to do on a thing like Facebook, except you're in charge of it. It's running on your server.
It's like when I'm at home in my living room by myself. I'm in charge, and I'm the only one here.
You do have to attract people to it, which is the tricky thing. And then forum software, I think this Discourse forum is working pretty well that we're running the Free Talk Live forum on at forum.freetalklive.com. Go check that out. I've heard a lot of people saying they like it. And it's free, of course. Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS.